first just really Val.
Right.
No. Val passes. Val forgets Rumpel completely. You know, yeah. That obvious. And then what's his face? Regina.
Regina
comes in and like makes her pass out and levitates everything. I mean, don't you have the courtesy to just walk over to the purse, just get it out? It's not that hard. You don't have to stand there going like, I knew something bad was gonna happen when she just stood there and did that. I'm like, come on.
It's totally obvious.
Something's gonna happen. We all know it. So then Greg recorded it.
And then there's the whole Rumpelstiltskin in Manhattan. And then the chase. And then Emma finds out that it's Neil. And I thought that was really cute when, like...
I love how she was just like, Neil?
And
Emma?
And then when he said Emma...
No, watch better. You can yell at me out the way. And it's just like...
Swan Thief. I thought Swan Thief was August and Emma.
No! What? No!
Oh wait, that's what it's meant.
Smooth.
No, I feel like for the longest time I thought that it was like... Anyways. So, yeah. Smooth.
So, Rumpelstiltskin is Henry's grandfather, apparently. But I'm his grandfather. Oh my god, that was the best.
But I'm his grandfather. But you can have more than it.
That was just the best.
Yeah.
So, to Manhattan, Yeah, so you think he's Peter Pan?
Peter Pan is a ginger!
So then you don't think so?
No! I mean, that's the only reason why he could be alive after all these years.
Yeah, it kind of pisses me off that he's still alive. I mean, the entire time I'm like, you should be dead! Die, Neil, die! I mean, most people would be happy about that, but...
Peter Pan is supposed to be a ginger. Ha. He's supposed to be a very sexy redhead or ginger.
That was not a term, right?
Gingers are gingers! Gingers are
redheads! Redhead's not Peter Pan, okay?
Then how would he be alive?
Well, he could be from Neverland.
He could be one of the Lost Boys.
Yeah, I would like that.
I still think that Hook was either a Lost Boy or a
I mean, if I did my math correctly, which I probably didn't, he should be 42.
Huh?
Neil.
Oh, okay.
Neil should be 42 now.
I was like, what?
Because 14 plus 28 is...
So he's way older than Emma.
Yeah.
Way.
So it's a creepy relationship. Yeah. Okay. We'll have a spoiler section at the end.
Yay!
Huge one, okay? I'm not gonna say them now because I really don't want to. And, you know, yeah. So yeah, if you wanna listen in, just wait till the end.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. So, favorite scene. Favorite scene.
Oh, that's so hard!
That's obvious.
Oh my god.
Snow and Charming talking so Rumpelstiltskin
is.
I love how they put that in because how everyone is trying to figure it out. And like, they actually show that the characters don't know either. You know?
Yeah. I think my favorite part was probably the grandfather, grandson moment.
Thanks for the hot dog.
Thanks for the hot dog, by the way.
Oh, Henry, your eating habits.
Oh my god, there's a Cinnabon, guys!
Yeah.
Oh my god! Emma, there's a Cinnabon! So
you know what I really hate?
What?
Or not in the episode, but like, how they show the license plate. That's like a couple of them, but it wasn't needed.
It wasn't important! God damn it! No, I think it was important because it said Pennsylvania on it.
So how do you feel about what was in the box?
Oh, the box!
Was in the box!
What's in the box?
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
We knew what was in the box already.
Yeah, I already knew what was in the box. Because when they showed the cup, Neil's reaction, you saw part of the keyboard. Or not keyboard, but typewriter. You saw part of it, I just didn't know what it would say.
Yeah.
I thought it would say something more longer than just, I know you're Balefire. I mean,
I
know he knew, but you know. You could have said, oh, well, you know, I would have done.
Like, I figured it out. You thought I wouldn't figure it out?
You're Balefire. So yeah, what else?
About the new cast.
So you want to just go to spoiler now?
Yeah, let's just go to spoiler now.
Okay, so if you don't want to be spoiled whatsoever, we'll go from like minor to major. Like, first I'm gonna talk about the trailer. So if you saw the trailer, it's fine for now. How do you feel about, you know, Rumpelstiltskin getting stabbed?
Okay.
So that was about the trailer, because it was actually really awesome, the trailer.
Oh my god!
Southwest, right?
Yeah.
So next is the Queen is Dead.
Woo! Featuring
Mila's daughter.
The Queen is Dead is featuring Snow-
Queen Eva.
Stokes, Mom. Yeah.
And then next is Miller's daughter.
Woo!
Cora's coming in.
Woo!
And after that is God, I'm blanking out. Welcome to Story, bro.
Yeah.
That's the next one.
And then
it's Selfless, Brave, and True.
Woo!
Then it's Lacey.
Yeah!
What I think is going to happen in Welcome to Story, bro, I have no idea. No idea. I'm guessing Neil comes in, but I don't know. And then for Selfless, Brave, and True, I think August comes back because that's what the fairy told Pinocchio to do when he, before he, like, you know, after he turned into a human. And then Lacey, Belle's storybook name. Belle's storybook name. Now we're gonna go to casting. And so for who was cast for Snow's mother was Raina Sofer. Who was cast for Tamara is Sinuiqua Martin Queen. For young Cora is Rose Magella. There's a character named Aedith, but that hasn't been casted yet. There's going to be someone that's close to Snow's family. I have no idea who plays that, though. And then Leslie Nicole is Miss Potts, and she's showing up next week.
Woo!
And then, finally, complete spoilers. Tamara is Neil's wife!
How's that going to turn out?
And, Rumpelstiltskin gets hurt by Hook, and that makes Neil and Rumpelstiltskin closer, oddly. That's all I got for this week. You got anything?
Rumpel, why? Killian, why? Either way, I'm screwed. They're both my favorite characters, so I don't know if I'm gonna hate, not hate, you know, the whole gist.